Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. America is mourning today after the gunman mass shooting last night in Las Vegas. And I've written down a few thoughts, and I am going to open the phone lines up, 877-895-5410. America stands as one today. What have we to say? Our hearts are heavy with great loss. America stands as one today. An evil one took aim and lives were taken away. America stands as one today. We do this when attacked. No longer bored and full of self, do we protest from our very hearts. The NFL, I dare say, will not take a knee today, for America will stand as one today as we mourn the loss of our own. Breaking news from the night will unite us again for a time. America stands as one today. Tragedy hit our own as many of us were asleep. The color of our skin unknown, the colors of the flag are shown, the words of the banner ring deep. Today the trivial is forgotten, the tears they flow unending. Prayers are lifted for all, those taken, those still waiting, those in shock, those responding, the nurses and the docs. The protectors who run to danger. America stands as one today. We pray for peace and life. America stands as one today. Oh, that the killing would stop. How many tragedies do we go through together in this nation? And we stand together each time. Oh, that we could do that every single day. And together fight the things that are unjust, or together fight the things that we have questions about, to make this nation even better than it had been before. It's come a long way. Evil will always exist. We know that. We know that. 50, unless the count has gone up since the last report that I got, are dead. And over 400 are sent to the hospitals in the massacre. Normally on a Sunday night, I'm up extremely late watching the news, trying to gather what I want to bring to you today. Last night, I was just exhausted after a weekend of family, and I decided to kick in early, and early being 11 or 11:30, but the TV went off, and so I missed this as it happened. But my heart, as I watched this morning, was just breaking, as I know yours is. Breaking because of our brothers and our sisters. Breaking because we cannot imagine or fathom what would make a person do what this man did. From a 30-second story window, he just fires into a crowd. He can't see the faces. He doesn't know these people. But to have so much hate welled up within you that you're willing to kill anyone, as many as you can possibly murder before you, allegedly, we believe he killed himself. It's hard for us to understand. I don't know that we ever really could. I watched as they interviewed some of those that were actually within this crowd trying to run hither and yonder to try and help other people. And the one young man, I don't know how old he was young. And he was nearly naked. He had no shirt on. He said he was taking his clothes and giving them to others or covering up people. He said, America doesn't run. America stays and helps. He couldn't have been. He was in his early 20s at least, maybe younger. America doesn't run. America stands and helps. Doesn't take a brave man up in a 30-second story window to shoot. It takes a brave man to stay there and help. He said, this is what America does. We don't run and hide. We stay and help. There were attacks all over the globe this weekend. Evil exists. I watched them as they interviewed different ones this morning talking about what kind of gun it might have been and what kind of ammo or how he was firing the ammo so quickly. And, of course, it only takes anybody who's even had any kind of gun experience, it only takes seconds to change your cartridge out. And at that point in time, they were still guessing, did he have a belt of ammo, which is illegal. Nevada is an open carry state. I'm sure we'll hear a lot about that. My opinion is it wouldn't have mattered. This man planned and he plotted and he got it done. It wouldn't have mattered if it was illegal or legal to him. We had one objective, and that was to kill. We don't know why. I heard just minutes ago that the Islamic State is taking credit for, said that he was converted just recently. I don't know if that's true or they just want to say that. It would be easier for us to accept, maybe. America stands as one today. We always do when there's a tragedy. Why can't we do that every day? Why can't we do that every day? There is unrest around the globe. I mean, we just one story after another and, slitting women's throats, raping people in the churches down there in Mexico after the earthquake. The gunmen go in and they shoot and they rape all those who are there to help, the aides and the volunteers. Evil exists. It's time for America to not just stand up together today, but we need to start standing for God. Evil will always exist. And maybe I should say it's time for America to get on their knees together. Not in protest, but in prayer. Pray for those who are protesting. Pray for those who are these victims. Pray for these evil. Pray for the ones who are so unstable that they would choose a violence over peace and love. Pray for this nation. Pray for the leaders, even if you don't like them. It doesn't say only pray for your friends, it says pray for your enemies. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. America stands together today. 877-895-5410. We're going to visit some other topics, but our focus is on prayer and mourning in America today. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4000. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in mourning today as we're still hearing what's going on. I'm sure the death toll might rise. We have 50 so far. It's the largest mass shooting, mass murdering in the history of the United States of the United States of America. There's going to be a lot of talk as they sort through to find the truth. I don't know that we can ever understand the mind of a madman. And we're praying that nobody has a copycat coming up trying to one-up somebody. I'm always in fear of that. America has been in turmoil for a long time. A long time. And we do have problems. But when something like this happens, when the hurricanes happen, and we see Americans come together ignoring all those other issues to help one another. That's who we are. At that point in time, a uniformed man is there to help. It doesn't matter what color your skin is, you're helping one another, lifting them up out of the water, covering up people with your own clothes in a massacre, helping others get to safety as best you can. there is a camaraderie in human beings that will rescue one another when tragedy hits. President Donald Trump had early on had given his condolences, and we're going to have a little clip of something he just said 30 seconds ago, or a little more than that, I guess. I wasn't able to hear it because I was on the air, so we're going to play that and the 911 call that took place. We're going to get those together and play those for you here in just a little bit. But President Donald Trump, early this morning, he tweeted out his condolences. My warmest condolences and sympathies to the victims and the families of the terrible Las Vegas shooting. God bless you. And from Vice President Pence, the hearts and prayers of the American people are with you. You have our condolences and our sympathies. Now, maybe most talk show hosts would not do this, but my phone lines are going to be open if you want to offer up a prayer. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. As we stand together as Americans through yet another tragedy, sort through the chaos and try to put it together. It seems to have been a lone gunman. His name was Stephen Paddock. He was 64 years old, a resident of Las Vegas. And one thing they kept repeating this morning was that he was known to the police. We don't know what that meant, as they were trying to speculate what that meant. Dan Bongino, who was, you know, once upon a time a Secret Service under the, I'm just not even going to say because I'm not sure which administration it was. I actually met him when I went to Philadelphia several years ago. Remember that? Good man. He's a good man. But he said, well, that could mean lots of things. Maybe he has some misdemeanors, or maybe he's just somebody that complains all the time. You know, it could mean lots of things that they were familiar with him. It doesn't necessarily mean that they knew him as a risk or a danger. Again, the prayer, if you want to give up a prayer, just say a little something. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We have unrest across the globe. We had all kinds of attacks. There was attack in France. There was attack in Canada. And these gruesome attacks in Mexico. Bad guys exist. Bad guys do bad things. Evil things. The darkness is only removed with the light. Darkness is always there. It's only removed by the light. Can we be the light for those right now who are in a very dark time of their lives as they face this? But more importantly, can we be what we need to be as a people in prayer, uniting as a nation? Oh, what we could do if we were a united people. We say United States, but we're not States United right now because we're in turmoil. We can see that. And I'm wondering about the performer, Jason Aldean, what's going through his mind. So much to pray about. So much to hold hands and hug together about. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. The little verse that I read this morning, I wrote that in a hurry. It wasn't like greatly put together, but I really mean it. All the other things, I've got all these news articles piled up in front of me. They seem so unimportant right now. We have brothers and sisters that are gone. We have brothers and sisters that are hurting. We have medical staff that is scrambling. Rescuers that are scrambling. The hotel there has become a safe haven and a ward for those who are just in shock, waiting to be attended. first responders. These were mostly young people at this concert. I'm sure there was a few my age. I like country music. The ones I saw were mostly young people. Lives are changed in an instant. We don't know from day to day, from minute to minute. Those lives that are gone cannot be brought back. Those who experience this will have emotional scars the rest of their lives. It'll never be the same. Those who are injured might survive, will have the physical scars as well as the emotional scars. And their lives are changed in an instant because of the evil of one person. We have to be their crutches. We have to be their shoulders. We have to be there for them. Because what happened in Las Vegas last night happened across America. Completely across America. We have Jeff from New York. Jeff, how are you today?
How are you, Beth Ann? You know, when something like this happens, one of the things I'm struck by is the stark difference between your program and most other patriotic programming. You're going to hear a lot of hand-wringing, and you're going to hear a lot of grief about this thing, and of course that's natural. But you're one of the few programs that's trying to get to the root cause of what's happening here, okay? Mm. As I listen to you, you're looking for mechanism. You're looking for why this happened and what facilitated this, okay? And that's very, very different than many other programs that I'm hearing all over the dial now, you know. And the thing is that, again, you know, I've said this to you before, whenever something like this happens, somewhere, somehow, the patriots in this country have got to find where the robot factory is. What robot robotizes these people? What programs these people to do these things, okay? Somewhere there's a mechanism that causes this. Human, God knows what. But the thing is, I bet somewhere there is an organization, in my mind, that's programming these people to do this. It's always the same. Did this guy have accomplices or not? Well, so far there's no, unlike Aurora and many other places, there's no evidence that's the case. But the thing is that further investigation may find that. But again, you know, the reason why I like your program and why I think it deserves the support it does, almost uniquely, is because the first thing out of your mouth is grief and upset, naturally, but then you're looking for cause. You're looking for causal agent. And the thing is that's what really thankfully separates this program from many other programs.
Thank you,
Jeff.
That's
what I had to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are looking for the cause. And we know the cause is evil. We don't know what prompted the evil. I don't know that we would ever understand when we do know, and you know, we'll just have to wait and see on that. When we come back, we're going to bring to you President Donald Trump's address to the nation after this break. Stay with us, stay in prayer, and stand together, America, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. At around 9:50 Central Time this morning, President Donald Trump gave a speech regarding what has taken place in Las Vegas last night. And we're going to go to that right now and play that for you.
Last night, a gunman opened fire on a large crowd at a country music concert in Las Vegas, Nevada. He brutally murdered more than 50 people and wounded hundreds more. It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops. I want to thank the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and all of the first responders for their courageous efforts and for helping to save the lives of so many. The speed with which they acted is miraculous and prevented further loss of life. To have found the shooter so quickly after the first shots were fired is something for which we will always be thankful and grateful. It shows what true professionalism is all about. Hundreds of our fellow citizens are now mourning the sudden loss of a loved one, a parent, a child, a brother or sister. We cannot fathom their pain. We cannot imagine their loss. To the families of the victims, we are praying for you, and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period. Scripture teaches us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We seek comfort in those words, for we know that God lives in the hearts of those who grieve. To the wounded who are now recovering in hospitals, we are praying for your full and speedy recovery and pledge to you our support from this day forward. In memory of the fallen, I have directed that our great flag be flown at half staff. I will be visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday to meet with law enforcement, first responders, and the families of the victims. In moments of tragedy and horror, America comes together as one, and it always has. We call upon the bonds that unite us, our faith, our family, and our shared values. We call upon the bonds of citizenship, the ties of community, and the comfort of our common humanity. Our unity cannot be shattered by evil. Our bonds cannot be broken by violence. And though we feel such great anger at the senseless murder of our fellow citizens, it is our love that defines us today and always will forever. In times such as these, I know we are searching for some kind of meaning in the chaos, some kind of light in the darkness. The answers do not come easy. But we can take solace knowing that even the darkest space can be brightened by a single light, and even the most terrible despair can be illuminated by a single ray of hope. Melania and I are praying for every American who has been hurt, wounded, or lost, the ones they love so dearly in this terrible, terrible attack. We pray for the entire nation to find unity and peace, and we pray for the day when evil is banished and the innocent are safe from hatred and from fear. May God bless the souls of the lives that are lost. May God give us the grace of healing, and may God provide the grieving families with strength to carry on. Thank you. God bless America. Thank you.
You know, I attended a church service yesterday, and we always say, God bless America. But it is time for America to stand up and bless God. We are in a tragedy right now. A time, as President Trump said, of darkness. Be that light. Don't hide it under a bushel, as the old song goes when we were teaching our children. But be that light. As he was speaking, the scripture came to my mind because so many times we go to it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We must not forget whose we are. And we must be his beacon. We must be the instrument of his comfort to those in need right now. America is in mourning. an attack of evil, regardless of who it came from or why it happened, has injured us all. And we must absolutely stand together, united, as a we, the people, the republic. But we don't stand, or we stand first for God. And many will say, you know, how can a God allow something like this to happen? Well, we live in a broken world. We live in a broken world. The only peace that can come is through our God. He doesn't promise us a life without brokenness or without pain or without suffering or without trials. And it has been my experience in my personal trials that we do come out stronger. How we come out of this is up to us. Do we get angry? Do we have a heart filled with hate? Or do we bond together under God and show love to one another? We have problems in this nation. We always will. Some things will never go away. You can't legislate love. When we come back, I want to play just a little bit of that first 911 call coming out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Our brothers and sisters need us right now. They need us on our knees. They need us to love. They need us, America, to bring America home by standing together. And we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to have my producer play just the first, just a couple of minutes of the 911 call, and we're going to listen to that now for the Las Vegas massacre.
1692, Major, we got shots fired at 415 A at the Route 91, settling automatic firearm.
Copy, Code Red at 169, Sammy, they have shots fired.
6-2-9, Adam arriving. Air 15 in front of me. Clarify, send traffic. Interrupt code. Very close, send traffic.
What's going on, Sammy? You're coming from upstairs in the Mandalay Bay. Upstairs, Mandalay Bay, halfway up. I see the shots coming from Mandalay Bay. Halfway up.
Stroll 361, I see. We have multiple 458 break. Do we have surge?
We have an active shooter. We have an active shooter inside the whereabouts.
Stroll Canada 4, send me the active shooter on Community Center, please.
Copy.
From that direction.
Control 777. 7-7, are you going to the 413 or the Call and Convention Center?
413.
Acknowledge. Yeah, special event. You're going to have to move.
Control, this is CP. Just advising there are people down on stage left.
Okay, now how about 415A coming in? As an open line with a female saying there's a shooting.
Control, that is correct. Shots fired from Mandalay Bay. There's many people down. Stage left. Just be advised.
Control, do we have anyone covering the southwest corner between Mandalay Bay and the venue?
CP, I need eyes. Somebody in the CP, can you tell me where it's coming from?
We're headed from Mandalay Bay.
Somewhere in Mandalay Bay. It's at the intersection. It almost sounds like it's that close.
Arriving here, is it coming across from the boulevard, so we're going to be careful. It sounded like an elevated position that they had.
790 arrived. I'm going to form a strike team, Mandalay Bay and the boulevard. I need 5 officers on me.
We have multiple casualties. GSW is at the medical tent.
I think you can tell the anxiety arising in their voices, and at this time they had no clue where the shooting was coming from, and desperate to get it stopped. As I said, I have so many things of news piled up in front of me that was going to be the show today until what happened in Las Vegas last night. Breaking the hearts of America everywhere, of Americans everywhere. As we try to stand in solidarity together to fight evil against all of us. That is when we are the strongest. I'm not sure why the nature of things are always that way, but it always seems to be tragedy that brings people together. The 911 call that you were listening to from those that were at the concert experiencing the shots. Trying to figure it out and get help there as quickly as they could. It's amazing to me. I wonder, you know, you always think, what would I have done had I been in that situation? It was amazing to me, this young man that they interviewed this morning that was taking his clothes off and giving them to people or covering up someone who had already been fatally wounded. Saying America doesn't run, America stands to rescue. They stay to rescue. He was talking rapidly. You could tell that he was in a state of shock of his own. But he wasn't going to go away. He wasn't going to run. He was going to help as many people as he could. They were interviewing several military, police, different people that were in that line of business, even an Israeli, to ask them how they deal with this kind, because they deal with this kind of shooting periodically. And it was interesting what he said, one thing that they do. And Dan Bongino was one. Maybe I'll try and get him on. He was on the show years ago. Met him when I was in Philadelphia. And he was, you know, talking about how you can, you know, deal with something like this. And there really is no great plan to deal with it. And so many of them were saying, well, we owe it to these victims to figure out a way to keep it from happening again. To learn from this tragedy to prevent the next one. America stands together today as we fight and pray for solidarity for America. Those who are there, experiencing the tragedy, dealing with what's happened. This will go on for a while. And lives have been changed. It is the duty of the rest of us to get on our knees. The flag will be at half staff for Americans lost. As America mourns together today. Over 50 have been killed. 400 or so have been wounded and injured. And all of their lives have been changed. And all of our lives have been changed. I thank you for being a part of CSC Talk Radio. I'm not like other talk shows. I don't have all the reporters and helpers around me to help me get all the info that I need. My producer was awesome today as he helped me get those clips I didn't get to hear the president until just then because I was doing another show prior to this one. Bring America home. Is America standing together, not just today, but every day?
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.